Today seems like the perfect day to discover a new you. Life is about the journey, the adventure, the crazy ride of it all. Live your desires and create your own destiny. Why not start your journey with me today?
Hi, Dro.
What's up, Dro?
Hey, Dro.
Hi, Dro.
Hi, guys. Episode 7 is here. And I'm not gonna lie, every time I do a new episode, I am just so proud of myself. Like, I really feel like I reach a different milestone with each episode. It's actually really crazy because I'm such an outgoing, shy person. Like, I love making friends and going out, but I'm also so shy with letting people into, like, my thoughts and feelings. So this podcast is just such a major milestone in my life for me. I hope everyone listening really is, like, resonating with each episode, or if not, even the whole episode, just some part of each episode. I just really want to let people into my life because I truly love life, but I do go through a lot of things. Some people see my life and think I have, like, no worries or cares and everything is just perfect for me. Some people think this because I don't have kids or because I just get up and go whenever I want to. But life isn't always as it seems. I have my days I wake up and I'm just like, the whole world has fallen on me in my sleep. Or days where I have to really talk life into myself. But the key thing in all of that is that I do get up and talk life into myself. Because if we let this life defeat us, we failed. We failed no one but ourselves. So finding true peace and happiness with yourself is what is going to make you truly have a fulfilled and successful life. Just always wake up and find some small reason to smile, like literally your bed or just a shower to get in. Just literally find something to make you smile, because smiling literally costs you nothing. So I've been doing Ramadan, you guys, and it's been beating my butt. Like, see how I caught that and I didn't curse and say ASS? I'ma spell it. No, but seriously, I think cursing has been like the hardest part of my Ramadan for me. I think I already thought that cursing would be the hardest part, but I didn't realize how hard it was for me until I actually started speaking and cutting out curse words. And it's sad how much I curse. Like, God, forgive me, please, seriously. But praying and not listening to music or being on social media is like really helping me think clear. And I think that might sound cliche, but I promise you, I feel a little lighter, and this is only a weekend. Well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm only supposed to be on social media twice a day to post for my business and podcast, but Twitter be having me scrolling because it's just so funny. But seriously, I'm off of it from this day forward because that is a part of my Ramadan journey, and I need to stick with my journey. But what I'm really proud of is not having a drink at all. I've been taking shots of water when, like, everyone around me is drinking liquor. I'll cheers up with a shot of water. So let's, like, give me a little slight, you know, clap, 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 round of applause for that. Because I just honestly love having at least a glass of wine, especially when I'm having a stressful day. But I've really been sticking to doing all my prayers. I even had a moment the other night where I just felt so heavy and I went like a whole 24 hours without eating and I just prayed and I kind of just like cried. I like broke down and cried. But that's something I love about Ramadan and fasting. It's like you really go deep within yourself and you find yourself again and you just really cleanse away bad habits and energies. So I can just imagine in a month, whoo. Baby, just keep your fingers crossed for me, guys. I got this. I'm like extremely hungry right now. I think I've been doing good every day. I haven't even thought about food, but right now I'm like so hungry and thirsty. My mouth is so dry, so just bear with me. But okay, let's get into this episode. This episode is called Control Alt Delete. No, not like on the computer. Control Alt Delete stands for control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negativity. Control is major for me right now, really, because I'm fasting and I have to really control myself, like not drinking, cursing, listening to music, or eating all day is true self-control, and just really teaching me how disciplined I can be in life. Learning to control ourselves helps us in major life situations where we need to really control how we react or our actions. even controlling our emotions, because that is such a big part of our day-to-day life. Knowing how to control our anger, happiness, or even sadness. Something I've been controlling more at the moment in my life, and it's really because of Ramadan, is my patience. So during Ramadan, you're supposed to practice patience, and I am a very impatient person. Like, that's a big flaw of mine. But being more patient is making me see things so much more differently. It's helping me, like, control my responses and actions in certain situations. Controlling myself helps me with problems I have that I just feel so stressed out about at times. It's like, I'm the type of person that I act on whatever I'm feeling. If I miss you, I'm not a person that will sit around and dwell and think like, oh, I miss this person. Oh, I wonder if they miss me. Like, I will call you and I will let you know, like, I miss you. Because I don't like stuff to just fester in my mind like a, what if I did this? What if I did that? So I just like kind of act. But sometimes we know the answer already and we still will call someone. Like, I'll know I'm not supposed to call this person and tell them I miss them. Like, okay, sometimes you feel a certain way and you really shouldn't react. I know I'm not supposed to call you and tell you I miss you because you are nothing good for my life. But I'll still call and be like, I miss you just because it's so heavy on me. But sometimes you have to like take a step back and just like breathe and be like, how is this gonna make me feel when I don't get the response back that I want in return? How is that gonna affect me and then affect my whole day off of those emotions that I could have prevented? Or even asking someone for something, but not always having it go our way. Like, you have to keep in mind that when you ask for anything, there is two answers you can get, yes or no. You might want a yes, but sometimes you get a no. Then you get stressed out and angry because someone said no to you. They do not have to say yes to you. Do not let other people affect your emotions. You have to control yourself. When you control yourself, you control your emotions. You control how you feel, how your day will go, how your life will go. When you put yourself in predicaments to give other people power over how you react or how your emotions can sway, you give them power over you. And nobody wants to give someone else power over them. Controlling your emotions will always put you in the lead of your life. When you can control your heart, you can control your mind, which goes into the next part. After control is alt, and that stands for alter your thinking. Alter how you approach situations and think first. A lot of times we just speak without any thought behind what we say. Remember when we were younger and our parents would always say, like, think before you speak? Like, you just saying stuff. You just walking around here saying stuff. Think before you speak. I feel like that applies just so majorly as an adult. One thing I've noticed about people I like look up to and aspire to be like, just like my role models, they are calm and slow when they speak in interviews or even when they are just having a regular conversation. They are never in a rush to cut someone off or talk over them. And they just make sure everything they say back to someone is clear and understandable. They make sure they think before they speak. And how you think will alter all your responses. And when I say this, I mean like when someone explains something to you, and you learn how to look at it from not only your own perspective, but their perspective too, you will respond differently. Because we are always so quick to just hear something and think about like, okay, I would do this, I would do that. But it's like, okay, put it in their perspective. Now respond. We all have to start learning that everyone is not the same and everyone goes through their own problems. Like, everyone has their own stresses, their own traumas. Nobody was raised the same. You do not know how they were raised to think, how they were raised to react to certain situations. So you can't get mad at having a conversation. You have to alter your thinking. We can't always just think from our perspective. We have to put ourselves in other people's shoes and we have to consider others' feelings. You never know how someone's day or week is even going. You don't know the stresses they have in their life, and to think like that's a personal problem for someone is selfish. I always think of how can I make someone smile or feel better, which sometimes has its downfall having such a kind heart, but I wouldn't change that part of me for anything in the world. I used to be a major reactor and hothead in situations, and I truly love this person that I've become from altering my thinking and being more considerate of people around me, because I truly feel for people in a way that I didn't used to. Like, I truly think about other people's feelings and like how something will affect them. Altering my thinking and not only just like putting myself first and thinking for others has bettered my attitude and my life in general. This goes right into the delete part of the control alt delete. Delete stands for delete negativity. When you control yourself and emotions and alter your thinking, all that's left to do is delete negativity out of your life. Delete negative people, thoughts, and surroundings. Don't be quick to like focus on your problems in life. Be quicker to focus on your positives in life, because I promise you, it will always be something negative in your life if you focus on the negativity. No matter how much money you have or how many friends you can go out with, if you focus on negativity, you will find a problem in people around you and places you go to. But that's because you are internally not happy, and you're not happy because you are focused on not being happy. Imagine waking up and before you get out of bed, just like imagine this right now. You could close your eyes. If you're driving or running, keep your eyes open. But just imagine waking up and before you get out of bed, you just open your eyes and look out the window. You see the sun shining. You start wiggling your toes underneath a cover. And instead of thinking of something that made you feel a certain way yesterday or tasks you have to do today that just, you know, will throw your whole mood off, say thank you. Just wiggle those toes and say thank you. Then get out of your bed and just every single thing you do, be thankful and grateful for every aspect of your life that day. Stepping on your floor, going in your bathroom, using the bathroom, you have a toilet to use. Washing up, you have a shower to wash up in. Putting clothes on, you have clothes to put on your back. Going downstairs, making a coffee, drinking a bottle of water, you have a beverage to drink. Like, just really be thankful. Even going to a job that maybe you don't want to go to, just be thankful because you have a way to pay your bills and pay for whatever lifestyle you are living. Thankful for your mind if you have an idea for a business or even a passion project. Everyone is not thinking of, oh, I could start this business, or I have this passion, I can do this. Everyone is not creative like that. Be thankful for your mind and that you can think like that. Thankful that you have people that want to talk to you in the day, friends that want to call you or ask you for advice, or thankful to a worker who made your coffee at like a Starbucks, or someone you paid at the gas station. You know how good it feels to just smile at someone and say, have a good day? Like, a small act of kindness to just one person could be the one reason they smiled that day. I had someone tell me, like, Dro, you are such a refreshing person to talk to. And that just really made my day, guys. Like, seriously. Because I always try to just be, like, refreshing, like they said, like a breath of fresh air. Like, I always try to just be the bubbly person that if someone is not feeling okay, or even if they are feeling okay, it's just like, that's Dro. She's not gonna come to you with no negativity. Like, she's gonna be a light spirit. She's gonna be sweet. She's gonna be nice. And I also had a friend tell me I'm too friendly, but I don't see it as that. I just have no reason ever to not be nice and welcoming to anyone. I never act with bad intentions because, like I said, you never know what anyone else is going through. And I will not be any part of negativity in anyone's day. That will not be me. Delete negativity. When I wake up, I think positive. Like, even when I have moments where I doubt myself, or I just feel like I'm in a negative environment, or just somewhere I probably shouldn't be, I will pray. I don't care where I'm at. I will pray right there. And I will just be like, God, thank you for where you brought me, but something's not right. Like, I will just pray. Praying always, it just makes a way for me. I don't want to seem like I'm just the most godliest person, because if you know me, you know I get turned. I have fun. But baby, God is top priority. And I don't know. It's something about that prayer. It just do something for me. But I really hope you guys take everything I said and apply it to your life. Control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negativity. Control, alt, delete. 2024, we are bringing love and light back to the world while accomplishing our goals and desires. Whatever you want in this life, you can have. It is up to you and your attitude and how you approach life. So I'm going to leave this episode with this quote. I've read this quote every day. It's a reminder on my phone, and it has been popping up on my phone as a reminder since I was a junior in high school. I was going to say junior high school, but since I was a junior in high school, I read it somewhere. I don't know, but I was a junior. I don't know what I was going through, but you know, as a junior, you be going through heartbreak. You be going through all types of stuff that you don't even know the real world is out there. But I was just going through something, and I put this on a reminder on my phone, and it's just been popping up every day. I have three reminders that pop up. It's this one. It's change your perspective that always pops up on my phone, like randomly, and it's always at the perfect time, like change your perspective. Because I just be going through stuff, and it's just like, it's good to hear that change your perspective. You never know what someone else is going through. But and I have another reminder that says present and persistent, which I said in another podcast. But this one is a quote, and the quote is, a man told Buddha, I want happiness. Buddha said, remove I, that's ego, then remove want, that's desire. See, now you are left with happiness. Remove saying what you want and need and just start being it. You want happiness? Focus on happiness. Just start looking at the positives, being happy. You want success? Focus on success. Focus on what will be your success. Focus on what you will be like with the success, and then make yourself that person and the success will come to you. You already possess and have everything you want in life. Remember that. And never doubt yourself. Never give up on yourself. Control, alt, delete. Control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negativity. So as we started with Hydro, bye, Hydro. Bye, guys.